Good morning, everyone. We have people who to walk this thing, you walk this line between values. Where on one hand, we find the most of things that are often kind of really old, do more good than harm. Then you have one of these things that are people are all taking to the good living, the family, the body, and then do it all. But you know what? Both are wrong. You know, both. And I'm not an actor, but really, I'm not an actor.
I am coming to give you my life and have it more abundant. I'm coming to you.
like, all you gotta do is execute. Like that, don't talk to them. And then you come out and get all the streets, all the stuff, do everything you got. You always come straight roads, just go all the stuff. You know, what you're gonna do is come all the way back. What you're gonna do is come all the way back. You just need to figure out a way not to allow the war to get in. You just keep finding a way not to allow the war to get in. You just keep going on, and you just made up your mind that you're going to do what you want to do. And you just not fall out of the door to really work in your life that time. And you just keep getting up and going on and on and on. And so, one thing I have to tell them is that I think all of this, if some people don't need people in the neighborhood, they're going to die. I think I'm going to get this person, my past example, the contract that he's doing is that I'm going to die. Has no regard for God. I think that they need them to go to Facebook or something. No regard for God. People need them. And this is because you don't have the Lord in your heart. No, you can't have the Lord in your heart and not the Lord in your heart. I don't want my heart if you have the Lord in your heart. Do they have it in your heart? You're lying to yourself. You can't have the Lord in your heart and not the Lord in your heart. So you can't just talk about work on that, and some people will work on that. We have to work on that. We have jobs that require them to work on that. This is in the 30s, 40s, 40s, you know, we're calling each other, we have to work on that. We have a choice. We need to find doctors, lawyers, doctors, not lawyers. We need doctors, nurses, all of them. We have to work on that. Let's go down with that. But these 30 jobs that we have to work on, you know, just change to be there on Sunday and work with your father, but you go out and that. You know, the difference in them is you can't make a law. I just can't make a law. No, but you have to obey the Spirit. There are many people who have been out of God and been in the church. A variety of people. You know, there are people who have worked many times. But this is when the Spirit comes in. You are in God and you're able to be in God. That's what makes you different. When you have means of the way to be in God and you need to be there in God. It means you know that you're so I was looking at this morning, all the people who saw that, you know, all the people that come in everything. I talked to you about it, I was in the people that I don't know whatever you say in Bible. We need to move the Spirit in our life. And this is the thing about asking God to move. This is the thing about asking God to move. When you ask God to move the Spirit, that God moving the Spirit, God sees how people move in the way of the Lord is right. And sometimes when you ask God to move in the Spirit, sometimes it's not that. The greatest miracle that we've seen were in the Christmas season when Jesus in Philippians says, He divests himself, or he allows himself to share his identity. He's still God, but he's not God.
Battery level low.
Whenever you get that mixed up, Jesus is the man of the Lord. He is the Son of God. He's not God. He's not God. He doesn't have the God nature. He has the human. The greatest miracle that we've seen in the creation of the world is when we come from the born of the Lord and we see a move of the Spirit within the present temple. Read the first chapter, and the 34th verse. And this good man went for how shall this be? Turn down the night of the man. The angel answered and said, well, the Holy Ghost shall come upon you, and the power of the highest shall overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy Spirit shall be born of you, shall be called and shall be done. If the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, so the baby born will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God. I want to put a relationship in the and if you were football, I don't find it on that. I was always making a comparison like that the Lord has been doing, and all that man to do. But every country is always make this comparison, especially for the Jewish believer, between the law of the Spirit and that which is of the flesh and which is of the Spirit. It is the same comparison that Jesus makes the time that this makes the human. And he tells us that in the flesh, he is born of the Spirit, not of the flesh, though it is not of the flesh. And Paul makes this comparison because he makes the comparison between Isaac, and Ishmael, and the confused on Jacob. And he makes the point when you read the ladies, he makes the point that Ishmael or Abraham's husband was made by the work of the creature of Israel and of Abraham, and it is of strength. In other words, it's what they decided to do, my God. It's what they decided to do. This is what God did. It's what they decided. They're working in God. He was in God. So working on the and I might add, you know, when we get really busy in God and we start working the wrong way in God, this is how we can also excuse the things. Because you love it, you can't do it, but what you can do with the things. When you start, you know, when you start down this track and working your will in God, you start going slippery slope because you stop using it, you stop going back to spirit, and you think you still are. You're doing things that are not included. This is how church world goes, I wish I had an option, because I really do. I really wish I had an option. And there, let me read it. But you can read it. This is how church organizations start, they don't have a school, they don't have a baby, they don't have a lot of them. These are all good things when you keep on living. But if they're not careful, they can get caught up in the same. How big a school I can have? How big a baby I can have? How many people I can feed? And how many numbers and doing this and that? And God's going to move on. And now you're going to take this on. You're a great community outfit, but you aren't getting any nice ones. And you're regretful because you're going to really do what I really pray for. But you forgot something. You let the Holy Ghost back here. You forgot to want to be a human food before the human food. Jesus, when he came to 5,000, he said, well, okay, y'all will be found. I got to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to go home, but I got to say something about you. You know
what? Battery level low.
We can start off in the spirit. This is why Paul took it, right? This is his argument. Having started in the spirit, you can do the ritual and have an impact. And a lot of us, when we look at the author, those places, and we walk around, and we have them off, and we're coming to the house of God, and all the interests, and all the interests, and we love them all. And then they go on down the road, and you get a good chance of God, and you get used to God. You're used to being in the Lord, or whatever, and we don't worry about it anymore. Oh, I'm in now. You know, I'm in. So Paul makes this comparison between Ishmael, Hagar, the son of Abraham. Abraham was supposed to be, God told Abraham to give him the truth of the son. He says, but Abraham is sure that Israel and Sarah didn't have a father soon enough. They decided to help God out. And so they needed to do something else. They come up with a plan. Abraham continued to go, Hagar continued to go, Abraham and his sister. move into spirit. This is the child of promise. This is the one who all seen all the promises of God on his tongue. You need to know the promises of God come through and God is spirit. The promises of God come through and God is spirit. That's the reason why I say this. don't get no word from that. And God did not bring it down to this and said, you know, he gave him eternal life. Life was bad. I mean, really. And never mind how he got there, that didn't matter. Problem line was, he was going to. And then when he did get to this, the good new start, both parts of the family did life, all this time was good. But he did make him. Of all of us, you know, when we look at the fire sign, we talk about the fire sign, and the Christian sign, it's still too intense. Mary said, this is going on physically, because normally what happens is, the woman has a husband and a wife, they have a sexual relationship, and maybe she has seen what men and women do, how they populate the earth. And she says, but I'm a woman, I have an evidence of man, I've never been with a man, I've never been with a man. But she only talks about the men and children, she's like all men and children. You're not talking about women who are born, I don't care how old they are, you're talking about a young girl, 50, 60 years of age. And even in that time frame, they could be mad about it, too, but you know, like, until now. She kept up with them, and most young women at that time, and most young women really young. But the fashion is now, you know, you've got all, you know,
Spirit.
And it is by the same Spirit that we are born again. That we are born again. Because John asked the question, he said, except the man be born of the water and of the Spirit. Nicodemus is an alpha man be born of the No, and we say, well, oh, that's a stupid question to ask the God of Spirit. Don't think about that question, but I'm telling you, you need to be born again. And as far as I know, ain't no other way to do it. You're either born or you're not. And Jesus said, well, you know, yeah, I mean, I do think you have to be born again. But now we start to see that the gospel that we do have to be born. We start to see that. And we start to realize Spirit is able to do all things, even the things that to us are impossible. Spirit is able to do things impossible. It is a super, 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 super natural thing. Unfortunately, far too many things are becoming supernatural things. Amazing limit in God. But we need to become supernatural because it's beyond what's natural. It is beyond what's natural. It's something that for us is not natural. It's not possible within us. It's God Almighty, possible. The Holy Ghost can do it. And I want to go tell you, you need to see the supernatural power of God. You need to understand the God, you know, the Spirit's power is way beyond our power. We need to think about that. We need to think about it. You never need to think about it. You need to put some thought in. No, not just that you sound and concentrate. Not just that it has to be a big word on the list. You need to concentrate that. You need to think of that. I know, man. You think about personality. Where will I be? You need to concentrate the firmament of hell. You end up there, how will know people? You need to think about that. Everybody who moves around, you need to consider the seriousness of what happens if you don't. Not based on that, then your faith is getting you to glorify God. If your faith doesn't, if you don't have faith enough to glorify God, you probably don't have faith enough to live. Oh, logically. And how can so many James and grandchildren show me that they still do work on for your faith? If you're saved, why isn't it working in you?
Battery level low.
Why isn't he working in you? If you have the Holy Spirit, he's there. And it says to improve the world of sin and the world, he's there to let you know when you're wrong. And you have the Holy Spirit. When you are wrong, why isn't he letting you know you're wrong? And if he's letting you know you're wrong, then you're disobeying because you won't get right anymore. I'll say that again. If you have the Holy Spirit, why doesn't he let you know that you're wrong? When you're wrong. And why doesn't he give you the mind that he's given us those bubbles? I know I'm bubbles.
Battery level low.
Why doesn't he give you one? Because when the Holy Ghost comes, the Word of God says, he shows all the world to what? Glorify you. That's what he was saying. You want to read that song? I'll show it to you. It's in John. About verse 1 to the last chapter, number of the Old Testament. Very much aware of it. You can't And do whatever you want to do, and still come out there, but you're not going to help. You're doing all the liars, you know what I'm saying? You're doing the guys, yeah, that's a good job. You're doing the job. You're doing the job. You're doing the job. You know, you're doing yourself. You're doing yourself.
Battery level low. Power off.
We know they are, they come to God, they will do it. Now, how does the Holy Ghost spell it? I mean, you know, you can be a very casual use faith, and you can always do better. We all do better. And if you go right along with you, can do better. But then there's a point where you get to where you're so loose about God, you can't have the spirit still going. He comes every now and then and reminds you what you're supposed to do. That's not what I'm used to. I'll be out. I think I've been coming all the way tonight. And the Holy Ghost will come. The Spirit will come. And he's bothering our conscience and say, you know what? You go do the same thing. And you do it all your life. You know what you're supposed to do. And allow me to make a promise to somebody else that's not going to be able to do that. But do that thing. But have a day when you go about that. And he would say to me, Sunday morning, and I said, you know what? I need to do that. I need to do that. And for a moment, you know, he would say, you know, do it the same. I go out there and go. So, and I go down to a little local church down the street. How would you do that? They were, you say no, you have to ask no. So why are you talking to me? Because I'm trying to tell you, just because the Holy Ghost comes from time to time, and gets you and convinces you, and you need to get up and come to you, you live bad off of your own point of view. I have some people who come in from time to time, they have been in a while. The Holy Ghost comes in because this doesn't come. Hang on. That's bad. When you go to a point where your conscience is so hard, I'm talking about people who know about God, Jesus, and now you got it so hard. The Holy Ghost came in and gets you to be coming, or you've gone through, you know, you have pretty much apostatized, you stop and pretty much believing in God. Or you say to yourself, well, God, you just don't believe that I'm coming to you. If you have that mindset, what I do is believe you have to do that. That's bad. You can't make it like that. You know, so even when you're, you know, believe you have to put every now and then, there's a moment, you know, I just thought I need to do that. Good. That's good. Now that you're here, cool, you get something from the Spirit. You need to allow the Holy Ghost to guide you here. Like this morning, if you don't go, you need to allow the Holy Ghost to give you something in the Spirit.
Battery level low.
You need to give me more. Say, come in, Holy Ghost. You need him to give you something in the Spirit. Lord, strengthen me by your Spirit. Strengthen me with my power, Spirit. Give me something in the Spirit. Come in, Lord. Come in. Give me more in the Spirit. Give me, move by your Spirit. I want to see the power of the Spirit move. I need the power of the Holy Ghost. That's what we need to be saying. I need to see the power of the Holy Ghost. Not just my mind, not just my spirit. I need to see the power of the Holy Ghost. And when we do this, we're being born. The word, this is a move of the Spirit. The same move of the Spirit that you see when you're born. Not of the flesh, but of the Spirit. I didn't become a child of God simply because I agree. You know how you get there, you put it online, and all that, you're wrong, and you know you're not wrong, no move on the Spirit. Okay, now. All right. Every time that you go, hey, heaven's a long way to go. I choose that. That's all there is to it. No move on the Spirit. But you need the Spirit to come in. You need to allow the Lord to really come in. You need to say, you know what, Lord? I really need to be saved. And I really need to come in and save you. If you have David said, you can hear now something, and now you lost the desire to be a part of the house of God. And you need to get up and go, I think I'll see him this morning. You need to take a good look, because he might not be there. And you still rest on, well, I know about God, I don't know who I am for today. And you know what I'm doing, you know, I'm doing on that level. But you know what? You need to pinch yourself this morning and ask yourself, is the Holy Ghost still there? Or am I just resting on what I learned in so many years ago, what I learned from my own Lord, what I heard from my own Lord, what I met? Is the Holy Ghost still there? Because there's no urgency, no need, no function, as the Bible says, to be near God, be with God, hear from God, be with the people of God. Then you don't have any of the time. I'm not talking about sitting in zombies. All of us, I've been in zombies. Great job, man. You can come. Great idea you have the Holy Ghost. But you don't even have any of the normal signs that you could have the Holy Ghost. There's no, you stop asking God to change your schedule a long time ago so you could get out of the problem. It doesn't bother you anymore. Because God is able to do all things. It doesn't bother you anymore that you're not in the house of God. It doesn't bother you that you don't fellowship with the saints, you don't do it at least once a week. Every now and then you got it. It doesn't bother you anymore. And it should. Yeah. It should bother you the same way as assuming that you love your husband or love your wife. It should bother you, you know, take a job and then you would have loved him. That should bother you. If you only they have, you know, don't call, don't write them. That should. And if you have the Holy Ghost on you, you always glorify God and you always remind them of what God has to say. That's what you say right there. He said that when you come, that whether he shall hear, he shall speak. If you haven't heard him, speak to him. He has to give you a word. The Spirit has to give you a word from God. Other than what came to your mind, and the Spirit says, no, when I say that, I'm not talking about the Spirit told you to go back down to 3:11. No one
can battery level low.
To so that the Spirit can come forth with the word of God. Bring that life and that, you know, that the Holy Ghost gives the word of God, speaks with the Spirit of God, the energy that comes, spiritual energy that comes, so it'll build up, so you feel compelled to say thank you, Jesus, so you feel compelled to say glory to God, so you feel compelled to say, you know what, I need to do better, and I've got to go to heaven. When the word of God speaks, it should lead you to the mind that'll say, you know what, I gotta make sure I'm going to heaven. And if you're sitting in a place where you can hear what it all on, and it doesn't cause you to check and all the truth is still in the faith, his God has never forced you when you do all things you do, whether you're still in God or not. You got to a point where you stop asking God to make a way to be in God more. Lord, move for you. Lord, to be more in you. Lord, change my schedule. Lord, give me a better job. Lord, do this. Lord, move in my career. Lord, move in my house. Lord, move in my relationship. Move between me and my husband. Move between me and my children. Move between me and my family. Do whatever you need to do so I can have more time in God. None of that ever occurs to you. You just don't have anything to do with the world. Well, that's what I'm talking about. God knows my situation. He does.
Battery level low.